You and I, given our own power, cannot raise anyone from the dead. This is also true of Elijah, even in respect to the widow's son in Zarephath. Elijah prayed that God would restore the life of the boy, and God allowed the boy to revive. Prayer changes things. God, through the psalmist, said, "And call upon me in the day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me." Jesus also instructed his disciples and us to pray, "Thy will be done." As children, we do not know the unintended results of our prayers, which is why we ask God to accomplish that which is best, even if it is not exactly that for which we prayed. Many times our prayers for healing and blessing are answered with a resounding yes, while at other times the same request may bring ultimate harm. Elijah prayed that the boy's life might be restored, a prayer which God answered according to Elijah's request. And Elijah took the child and brought him down from the upper chamber into the house and delivered him to his mother. And Elijah said, "See, your son lives." When we pray for temporal blessings, even for continued good health and well-being, we pray, "Thy will be done." When we pray for spiritual blessings, the forgiveness of sins, stronger faith, the hope and comfort of the resurrection, God's promise is always an answer of yes. Because our sins are forgiven, we have the hope of life everlasting. May our Lord grant us faith to trust in his promises, to know that through Jesus Christ we have the forgiveness of sins and the hope of our own resurrection. Amen.